Those eco-activists are at it again in the art museums, following the tomato soup assault on Van Gogh. This week we got the mashed potato splatter on Monet. I'm at a loss to connect the spud dots on this movement to turn art into a food fight, but I wish the anti-oil crowd would pick something other than museums to demonstrate their rage. Although, I can't understand using mashed potatoes. After all, one of the better stories of Donald Trump as a kid was the one where his brother got sick and tired of Donald bullying him and finally dumped a plate of the stuff on the future president's head, a humiliation that haunted him throughout his never-ending childhood. Let's just say that Trump was a more appropriate target for the eco-spudsters than the Monet. Hard to say what metaphoric point these folks are trying to make, other than maybe we ought to do something to save the damn planet. Monet painted impressionistic ponds and flowers, nature through the lens of astigmatism. What's not to like? Maybe throw pies at Francis Bacon's horror-laden paintings instead, or toss spaghetti at Dali's surrealistic melting clocks. As if any of that would make sense to a public addicted to violence and social media trolling. I mean, what's next? Strangle puppies at the dog pound? Come on, kids. Dumping on art is best left to the critics, even the Philistine ones. Go trash an elevator playing Muzak. Super glue yourselves to a sports stadium. Lash out at Hallmark cards or protest car commercials. Go down to Wall Street. Sling hash at the bronze bull. Gotta be 100 better pillars of greed or crappy art to make your statement. Why pick on the best our culture has to offer? You gonna actually kill the fat lady singing in the opera? Piss on the collected works of Shakespeare? Burn some books, but, well, only the really great ones? Smash a Stradivarius using a leg of lamb? I know, it's hard. But if you want to be taken seriously, you have to pick up your game. It may take a little imagination, or a lot. Kind of why you might use Monet or Van Gogh or a few others as your muse, not your target. Just saying.